We came with the car, and then the guy stopped us, and he was like, "Gibu logbook." I gave him the logbook. "Gibu ruksa." I gave him the ruksa. And the guy knew there was nothing wrong with the car, and he looked at me, and I was like, "Brother, why didn't you put on your seatbelt?" And I told him, "You know, seatbelt, you know." I started talking to him. He was like, no, "You didn't put on your seatbelt. You park there. I don't want problem. I don't want nonsense here." Not to waste time, because I was rushing somewhere. I just put my hand in the pocket, and I gave him £1,000. The guy looked at the £1,000 and looked at me, and he was like, "My brother, you should have told me that your seatbelt is wireless. Come on."
That is 26-year-old Kwech Deng Atem, commonly known by his stage name, Wakil Josh Commando, a former child soldier, now a comedian sharing one of his comedy skits. Atem, who became a soldier when he was 10 years, says he and other children were trained in Awil and Mapel and later joined the fighting in Heglige and Abyei in 2006. He says child soldiers like him were mainly tasked to take care of wounded soldiers and carry ammunition. Atem says in 2008, his mother followed him to Mapel, picked him up and brought him to Juba, where he was finally taken back to school, and that's when he started performing comedy.
At school there, I would tell my classmates the stories that used to happen in the barrack, how we used to live, and then they would laugh. Even teachers would come in sometimes and get me, and then they would be like, tell me the story, what was it? And I would tell them, and they would laugh. And one of the teachers told me that you could do this in the assembly, and then make all people laugh when we're having the assembly every morning and all this stuff. So I started doing this in the assembly, and people would laugh every morning. That's when I discovered that I can do stand-up comedy.
Atem says he joined South Sudan Film Limited in 2013, where he perfected his skills and started performing comedy skits on the state-run television SSBC, and later joined Kilo Kilo Anna, a local stand-up comedy show performed every Thursday at Nyakron Cultural Center. Atem says most of his comedy is related to soldiers because he is familiar with them, but he also wants to educate the public and the soldiers on how to peacefully coexist.
There are things that some soldiers do that are sometimes against the society. There are negative things that they do sometimes. Like, for example, they stop you at night and try to harass you, ask you for logbook. And when you have everything, they start looking for problem on how to get money from you. You know how their salary is small nowadays and all this.
Atem says he performs comedy to ease the strain of many South Sudanese who have gone through a lot. Atem says he hopes to become an international success so he can even make more people laugh and forget their past painful experiences.
My main aim is to become international, you know, not just in South Sudan, but also to do jokes in Africa in general. You know, travel from one country to another, trying to educate Africans, and but try to also help in trauma healing, you know, through my jokes, and try to also solve some other problems through jokes. You know, comedy plays a very great role in the society. Peace building, bringing people together, you know, and that's what I actually want to do. I want to become an international comedian, spread my jokes, try to put smiles on people's faces.
Atem says he has won 4 awards for Best Comedian from South Sudan MTN Music Awards in 2016, South Sudan Talent Youth Award in 2017, Juba Talent Award in 2018, and South Sudan Superstars Award in 2018. The comedian, who is now in his final year at Stafford University studying information technology, says if his mother had not taken him out of the army, he could be killing people and looking for where there is war to fight. He urges the government to ensure children are no longer recruited into the army, but rather left to study so that if they choose to join the army later, they will be educated soldiers who can make good decisions for the country's development. For VOA News, I am Winnie Sereno in Juba.